哈利路亚，我们各位亲爱的朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah, peace to you, dear brother and sister, friends and truth seekers.
感谢主耶稣带领我们大家。
We give thanks for the Lord's guidance.
让我们大家都能够啊，怀着很愉快的心情来到会堂里头。
So that every one of us with a joyful heart appear in the chapel today.
愿主耶稣的圣灵运行在这当中，祝福我们各位。
May the Holy Spirit of the Lord move within us today.
我非常感谢神啊，这一次让我有机会来到加拿大。
I give my special thanks to the Lord that I came to Canada this year.
这几天啊，能够在这个温哥华这里啊，生活了好多天。
In past few days, I have the chance living in the city of Vancouver.
那白天出去访问的时候啊，哇，让我看到满城啊，那么是非常美的景色。
During the daytime, I went visit I went out to the city, and the city is very scenic.
想到啊，这个是被全世界公认最美的地方啊，那么实在一点都不夸张，名不虚传的。
This city is considered the most livable city in the world. It is really deserving.
就好像我们在聚会的开头啊，我们所唱的赞美诗说来到美地一样。
It is like the hymn that we just sang before the service has come to the beautiful land.
神把最美好的来赏赐给我们。
God give the most and the beautiful to us.
那么我们也更想到啊，神要把更好的那么在将来啊，让我们能够去得这样的一个福气。
And one step further, we have to think that God will give His blessing and salvation to us.
那当然就是将来啊，在天上的美地了。
In the future, we will come to this meet with everyone in the beautiful shore.
我想我们都在盼望，我们都在追求。
I hope that everyone is pursuing this truth.
愿主耶稣这样的一个福气应许啊，那么您可以让我们能够得到，让我们能够来享受天父的恩典。
May Lord Jesus Christ promise so that everyone we can receive this blessing.
那么为了将来那个所要给我们的那个美地啊，
for the future beautiful shore,
让我们在今天的这个世界啊，那么有所盼望。
And for the hope that we have in this world.
在过去啊，神对他的选民啊，就做了这样的预表了。
In the past, God gave His chosen ones some prefiguration.
神把他的选民以色列人呐、啊，那么从埃及为奴之地啊，把他们拯救出来。
God left the Israel people from the land of Egypt and the slavery.
让他们能够朝着、啊、神所为他们要带领他们进入的迦南美地来前进。
So that they can move onward to the direction that God promised, which is the land of Canaan.
圣经上说啊，神为他们所预备的是一块美地。
The Holy Bible described the land that God promised is a land flowing with milk and honey.
而那块美地啊，就是将来天上的那块美地的一种预表。
And this beautiful land is the prefiguration of our beautiful shore in the future.
那么今天呢、啊，神也拣选了很多属灵的他的百姓。
Today, God also chosen His spiritual ones.
所以今天教会啊，也就是美地了。
So that in other words, the church is that beautiful shore.
但是我们今天有看到这么多的教会，那么在这个我们所居住的这个社会上面。
Today, many churches exist in our society.
那到底美地在哪里呢？
Where is the true beautiful shore?
那么是不是每一个教会那么都像美地一样
？Is that true? Each every church is like the beautiful land.
当然，我想每一个教会啊，那么都是大家相处是很和谐的。
I think that among churches, people get together in harmony.
但是是不是啊，一个教会大家相处很和谐，那么就是一个美地呢
？But true or false, if everyone get together in a harmonious way.
一个美地啊，应当要有什么样的条件？
What a beautiful land provides the principalities.
我想我们从圣经当中啊，那么提出几点作为我们大家的思想。
I'd like to raise some points that is described in the Holy Bibles.
过去神带领他的百姓说要让他们进入美地。
In the past, God leads the chosen people into the beautiful land.
那么那块美地是什么？有什么样的条件呢？
What are those conditions in this beautiful land?
我们请看圣经。
Let's turn to the Holy Bible.
我们请看《生命记》第八章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第八章第七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 7.
第七节到第十节。
Let's read chapters 8, verse 7 through 10.
生命记第八章第七节到第十节。第七节，因为耶和华你的神领你进入美地，那地啊有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来。第八节
，verse 8.
那地啊有小麦有大麦，葡萄树无花果树石榴树橄榄树和蜜。你在那地啊不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山中可以挖铜。第十节
，verse ten，
你吃的饱足，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因他将那美地赐给你了。那么神在这里啊，那么再一次的借着摩西啊，那么来告诉以色列百姓。
And here once again, the Lord through Moses, told his chosen people,
要带领他们所进入的那块美地。
God is going to bring your people into a beautiful land.
的确是一个很美的地方。
The land is truly absolutely beautiful.
那么当然这种美啊，不是只有在风景啊，这个外观上面的美。
The beauty is not referring to the beauty of the scenery.
这个说啊，他们要居住的这个地方啊，那么是有很多的活水的泉源啊，在那里。
Yet the Bible said here, this beautiful land is going to fill with fountains and springs.
有源源不断的水啊，从山谷当中流出来。
And the water will flowing out of the valley nonstop.
我想一个人要居住在一个地方啊，那最基本的也是最重要的条件呢、啊，就是要有源源不断的火，这个活水。
I think for people who live in one place, the fundamental step is must have the water.
那我想当然我们可以了解这边所说的不是我们一般看得到的这种风景物质上的这样的一些条件。
What Bible described here is not referring to the scenery that we can see in our naked eyes.
真神像一个我们的山寨，我们的保护，我们的依靠。
The Lord is our cave on the mountain and is our shelter.
我们朝着这个神的山锡安山在那里仰望，在那里追求。
We we give our hopes to the mountain Sinai.
在这个锡安上面有神所命定的福，要从那里留下来，来赏赐给我们各位。
On the mountains Sinai, God promised that His blessing will flow in out of that mountain.
当然我想啊，从山谷当中流出的泉水啊，是很甘美的。
I believe the spring that coming out from the valley is indeed sweet.
但是主耶稣却跟我们讲。
But the Lord Jesus Christ to tell us.
他所谈到的水啊，也不是世界上这些喝起来很甘美的水质很好的这种水。
The water that he's mentioned is not referring to the water like we eat and drink.
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John, Gospel John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章
Gospel John chapter 4
十三节十四节
Verse 13 through 14
约翰福音第四章十三节
John chapter 4 verse 13
耶稣回答说凡喝这水的还要再渴十四节
14
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，使涌到永生。我们世界上的水啊，再甘美啊，但是喝了以后还是会再渴，我们还是必须要在不断的喝。
Though the water in the world is sweet, after we drink, we are still thirst.
主耶稣说，他要赏赐我们啊，一直能够涌到永生的那种活水。
Jesus said that I'll give you a little, living water.
到底这是什么水呢？
What kind of water means living water?
主耶稣在第七章啊，又很清楚地跟我们解释了。
In chapter 7, Jesus gave a full explanation.
我们来看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章三十七节
，verse 37。
节期的末日啊，就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”38节
，38。
信我的人，就如经上所说的，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。39节
，39。
耶稣这个话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。这里讲得很清楚，主耶稣说要赏赐圣灵给我们。
Jesus is going to give us Holy Spirit. The Bible described here.
这个圣灵就是活水的江河。
The Holy Spirit is the river of the living water.
是源源不断的。
It is flowing and not stopping.
也就是第四章啊，耶稣所说的是喝了永远不再渴，一直涌到永生的那一种活水。
Jesus said in chapter 4, if you drink this water, you will never be thirsty again.
所以有活水啊，从山谷当中流出来。
So there's a spring coming out from the valley.
是这个美地上面的一个条件。
This is one of the conditions in this beautiful land.
的一种记号。
And it is also a remark.
神说要让他的山流出活水来。
God promised that His mountain would flow in the spring.
因为主应许啊，要给这个他的子民啊，有这种活水，让他们能够一直饮用到永生。
God also promised that His chosen people will drink this living water until forever.
也就是借着饮用这样的水啊，那么能够得到永生。
In other words, drinking this living water, people will receive the salvation, eternal life.
换一句话讲，我们得到圣灵，那么才能够得到永生。
In other words, we have to receive the Holy Spirit to receive the eternal life.
所以，当主耶稣要离开世界的时候
，So before Jesus depart from this world,
他很明确的来告诉他的门徒了。
He told his disciples very clearly.
我们再看十五章。
Let's turn to the same book, chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。26节
John chapter 15 verse 26
约翰福音十五章二十六节
John 15 26
但我要从父那里差保惠师来就是从父出来的真理的圣灵他来了就要为我做见证你们也要做见证因为你们从起初就与我同在主耶稣说那么他回到天上去以后那么他要差遣圣灵保惠师来到这个世界
Jesus said after he ascended to the heaven, he will send the helper, which is Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在世上工作的时候
When Jesus worked in this world,
他应许说要赏赐给我们圣灵
He promised that he will give us Holy Spirit.
他要回到天上去的时候
Before he ascended to the heaven,
他很明确地讲他去了以后就要差遣圣灵保惠师来到这个人间了
He said, I shall send to you from the Father the Spirit of truth, which is the helper.
所以果然主耶稣升天之后
as a matter of fact after Jesus ascended to the heaven
圣灵就降临了
the Holy Spirit came
主耶稣要升天的时候
when Jesus about to ascend to the heaven
交代他的门徒
he gave instruction to his disciples
说你们不要离开耶路撒冷
do not depart from the Jerusalem
要在那里等候
you have to wait there
在那里祈求
you have to pray there
圣灵马上就降下来了
the Holy Spirit will be coming down soon
所以在五旬节的时候啊，这个圣灵果然降在一切在那里祷告祈求的人身上。
So on the Pentecost day, the Holy Spirit descend when the disciple prayer in Jerusalem.
这个就是《使徒行传》第二章里面所记载的圣灵第一次降临的那个情形。
And this incident is recorded on in Acts chapter 2.
今天我们在真耶稣教会里面，我们看到圣灵在这里降临在很多人身上。
In true Jesus Church today, we can see the Holy Spirit came down on brother and sister.
有些人呢、用一种很奇异的眼光，那么来看待真耶稣教会。
Some people use the strange eye to look at the true Jesus Church.
哎，圣灵不是很安静的吗？
They thought that the Holy Spirit should be tranquil.
不是你信的时候就有了圣灵了吗？
Isn't that true that when you believe You shall receive the Holy Spirit.
为什么真耶稣教会的信徒在祷告的时候啊，那么有那一种看起来很唐突的那样的一种表现呢？
Why are the believers praying in the true Jesus Church have this kind of a strange act.
但是我们从圣经看起来。
But from the biblical point of view.
感谢神，我们从真耶稣教的体验里面看到有活水从山谷当中流出来了。
Through the experience in our church, we can see the spring coming out of the valley.
在基隆啊，基隆教会那边有一个彭弟兄。
There's a church in Keelong, Taiwan. There is a brother, a surname is Peng.
那么他的太太啊，是我们教会的信徒。
And his wife is one of our members, believers.
过去他还没有信主。
In the past, she did not believe in Christ.
那么他的个性啊，是很直的，很暴躁的。
And her character is very hot and straightforward.
他什么神都他都不信。
She's an atheist.
他的太太很盼望他能够到教会来。
And his wife, hoping this brother will be able to come to church.
能够来领受啊，神给要给我们的福气。
And so that he can receive the promise, the blessing that that Lord Jesus Christ promised.
他跟那个太太讲。
And he told his wife.
他说啊，我没有反对你的信仰，我没有阻挡你到教会啊，你就要很高兴了。
I have no objection and I have no interference if you come to attend the church service.
你还想期望我啊，跟你到教会去跪着来拜神啊。
You dare not to expect me to join you to kneel down and pray to the Lord.
因为他曾经是一个军人。
For this brother used to be a soldier.
他认为我一个军人啊，我怎么能够向任何啊这个事物，不管是人或者是什么东西来下跪呢？
He considered himself should not on his knee to any things or any stuff.
但是有一天啊，他跟家太太啊到教会去了。
However, one day he went to church with his wife.
他为什么会到教会去呢？
Why he joined his wife to the church?
他想要看看这个到底是什么样的一个教会。
He out of his curiosity, he wanted to take a look at what kind of church is this.
因为啊，他觉得我太太什么都同意我的看法。
Because he thought that his wife agrees almost everything with him.
但是就是宗教啊，观念啊，他与我不一样。
Except for the belief in the church.
我怎么反对他，那么他都这个信心没有动摇。
No matter what I did to stop her, she still go.
我倒要去看看这个是什么样一个教会。
I want to take a look this church.
有这么大的一个吸引力啊。
This church must have a great attraction.
结果他就来到教会了。
So he came to the church.
他原来坐在后面。
He sit in the real seat.
那么接待的那位弟兄啊，很客气的来这个跟他谈道。
The brother who's usher show his politeness to him.
在祷告的时候啊，那么就邀请他到前面呢、啊，那么去祷告。
And before the prayer, this usher invited this brother to come pray forward.
他是一个无神论者
，because he's an atheist.
那么只因为啊，那么这个接待的人很客气的邀请他来啊，他不好意思拒绝。
Because of this usher's hospitality, he won't refuse to it.
啊，那么他想啊，哎呀，我上当了，以后我再也不来了。
He said, "Oh, I was entrapped. I would never come again next time."
结果就到前面来祷告了。
So he came pray in forward.
但是很奇妙的，那么就在一次的祷告当中啊，主耶稣啊给他恩典，就拣选他了。
Miraculously, during his prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ chose him.
哇、哦，他身体震动，嘴里面讲出灵言来了。
When he prayed, he prayed in tongues, and his body was shaken.
跟五旬节圣经所记载的、啊、那个情形是完全一样的。
He pray is exactly the Bible described on the Pentecost day.
哦，他身体的震动啊，不是他自己所能够控制的。
And he cannot control his body shaking.
结果祷告结束以后啊
，So after the prayer，
他站起来啊，从前面要走到后面去的时候啊
，He stood up and walked.Down to the chapel.
就一面走啊，一面对着都不认识的这些会众啊，说有神，有神。
And he shouted to the brother and sister. He said, "There is God. There is God."
感谢神，这位彭先生呐、啊，那么现在成为我们的彭弟兄，在基隆教会。
Thanks for the Lord. He became one of our brothers in Keelong.
那我们教会还有一位丁长老。
There's an elder Dean in our church.
那么他从小是在教会学校里面来念书成长的。
He was raised up in the church school.
那么他也是一位军人。
And later on, he became a soldier as well.
大江南北啊，他跑过很多地方。
He traveled to lots of places.
所以他到这个部队啊，到任何地方，那么他就就近啊，到那个地方啊的这个邻近的教会去聚会。
So whenever the troops stays, and he will attend the church nearby.
所以他对于任何一个教会啊，他都觉得是相当好。
So he considered the service of every church it was very good.
后来他也来到台湾了。
And later, the elder Dean came to Taiwan.
那么他的太太啊，那么接受了我们教会的道理。
And his wife received the truth of true Jesus Church.
他的太太跟他见证，他得到圣灵了。
And his wife testified that she received the Holy Spirit.
那么我们这个丁长老啊，那时候跟他讲啊，你现在才得到圣灵啊，我早就有圣灵了。
Elder Dean said, "You just received the Holy Spirit. I received it a long time ago."
但是事实上啊，是没有圣灵的体验的。
But in fact, Elder Dean did not have any experience of the Holy Spirit.
直到有一天，他得到圣灵的体验。
Until one day, he received the true experience of Holy Spirit.
嘴里面讲出灵言来了。
And he speak in tongues.
很明确的，那么有圣灵的体验。
And obviously, he has received the Holy Spirit and the experience.
好像主耶稣说的，你们祈求，就要给你们。
Like Jesus said, when you pray, when you pray, you will receive.
很多人啊，是吧？跑了很多个教会。
Many people are traveling through a lot of different churches.
但是因为后来体验呢、啊，有活水啊，从这个山谷当中流出来。
But finally, they have the experience that the spring coming out from the valley.
他发现原来美地就在这里。
And they discover. The beautiful land.
那么神带领以色列百姓啊，所进入的那个美地啊。
The beautiful land that God left His people from Egypt.
圣经上还讲。
The Bible also described.
说在那个地方啊，那么有小麦，有大麦，有各种的这个粮食来可以作为他们的食物。
At that place, there's barley, there's wheat, and there's all kinds of food.
我想我们要活下来啊，那么这个食物啊是很重要的。
Food is very important for us to continue our life.
我们人的生命啊，我们的肉体啊，那么总是必须要借着这个食物啊，那么来得到健康，得到存活。
The continuity of our physical body, we have to rely on the food.
所以大卫也作诗这么讲。
So when David wrote his poetry.
说耶和华是我的牧者
，Lord is my shepherd，
我就这个一切啊都不缺乏了
，and I shall not want，
因为神带领我们呐、啊，那么在可安息的水边，那么带我们到青草地上
，for the Lord has led us to the green pasture and to the river to the brook brooks，
这是指的我们在生活上面呢、啊、没有匮乏来讲的。
This is referred to. There is we are not. We don't have any necessity in our daily life.
主耶稣也教导我们这样子祷告。
Jesus also teach us how to pray.
说我们日用的饮食，求神啊今日赐给我们。
So our daily needs, may Lord bless us today.
让我们的这个身体啊能够得到食物来得到存活。
So our physical body will continue to live.Because of the food.
今天我们属灵的生命啊，当然也必须要食物。
However, our spiritual body needs a spiritual food as well.
那么这些我们灵命啊，我们的灵魂所需要的食物，当然也不是这个属物质的这些食物了。
The food that we need in our spiritual body is not the food that we eat.
很多人呢、啊、很注重这个美食。
Many people pay great attention to the gourmet eating.
但是我想主耶稣要我们所追求的不是这些食物了。
But what Lord Jesus wants us to pursue is not the food, the food that we eat.
我们来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Holy Spirit, Holy Bible.
我们来看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章二十七节。
John chapter 6, verse 27.
27节, 不要为那必坏的食物来劳力, 要为那存到永生的食物劳力, 就是人子所要赐给你们的, 因为人子是父所印证的。 主耶稣说啊, 我们不必为了肉体上, 物质上的一些食物啊, 那么来过分的用心。
Lord Jesus said we should not labor for the food for our physical body.
我们属灵的, 能够我们这个属灵的这个粮食啊, 那么这个才是我们所要重视追求的。
However, we should pursue and endure to everlasting food.
那么什么是我们属灵的食物呢?
What is our spiritual food?
我们来看34节。
Let's read verse 34.
他们说,主啊, 你要常将这个粮食赐给我们, 35节。
35.
耶稣说,我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来的必定不饿, 信我的人必永远不渴。 主耶稣说, 他就是生命的粮食。
Jesus said that I am the bread of life.
那么这个属灵的粮食, 那么到底让我们呢, 这个得到以后啊, 得到什么样的一种功用呢?
After receive the spiritual food, what kind of effectiveness?
我们看62节。
Let's read verse 62.
叫人活着的乃是灵, 肉体是无益的。 我对你们所说的话就是灵, 就是生命。 我们领受了生命的粮, 那么也就能够让我们得到生命。
When we receive the spiritual food, we receive the spiritual life.
有些人啊, 认为宗教信仰啊, 任何一种宗教都是很好的。
Some people consider every different religion is good.
当然基本上啊, 每一种宗教啊, 那么都是来, 这个劝我们啊, 要多行善事, 那么彼此之间啊, 要能够更和睦。
Basically, all religions advocate that we should do good deeds.
但是宗教的目的只在这里吗?
But is that the ultimate purpose of the religion?
只靠着人与人之间的这种和睦,很好的气氛, 那么就能够让我们得到属灵的生命吗?
Through the handshake among peoples, then we can receive the spiritual life.
假使这样的话, 那么在这个世界上啊, 有很多的社团, 很多的机构啊, 那么都能够达到这样的效果。
If that's the truth, many fellowships and many organizations will provide this purpose.
所以教会啊, 不应当只是停在啊, 这么湖面的一种追求上面。
So church should not remain at this stage.
有神带领我们, 有神在我们当中, 大家彼此啊, 很和睦, 大家彼此能够互相, 彼此相爱, 这是最基本的, 这是应当的。
If there's a God among us and we treat each other in hospitality, this is the fundamental thing.
但是我们仍然要明白, 要追求, 我们从这里能够得到我们生命的粮食吗?
But we should also pursue the spiritual food.
能够让我们的灵魂来得到健康, 来得到成长吗?
Will this give us a spiritual life and a healthy in our life, in our spiritual life?
所以宗教啊, 不是只有在那里劝劝善而已。
So the religion is not merely to teach people how to do good deeds.
那么既然主耶稣说, 那么他所讲的话, 那么就是生命,就是这个真理, 就是生命。
Since Jesus said, my words is the way and the truth.
那么当然真理啊, 是不打折扣的。
There's no discounts of truth.
真理啊, 不是妥协的。
There's no promise of the truth.
我们有时候在团体里头啊, 那么大家有不同的意见。
In a group and society, we have all different opinions.
可以, 所以我们可以借着协商, 借着会议啊, 那么来达成啊, 这个意见的一致。
And through the meeting, through the discussion, we can reach to a common decision.
您少一点坚持, 那么我让步一点, 哦, 那么大家彼此啊, 那么就可以妥协了。
If I step back, lay low, and then everyone can reach an agreement.
但是这个不一定是真理了。
But that is not the truth.
因为真理只有一次。
真理只有什么?
只有一个正确的。
Because the truth has only one, there's only one truth.
所以也不是比较多人主张的, 那么就是真理。
It is not the truth, the thing that the majority agree.
也不是一个比较强势的人所讲的就是真理。
It is not somebody the word said coming out from a strong person.
乃是看这个神啊是怎么样吩咐我们的。
The truth is the words that command us.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们在查考圣经，因为你们知道这当中有永生。
So the Lord Jesus said, when you study the Bible has the eternal life.
为我做见证的就是这本圣经。
Whoever bear witness is.Is the, this Holy Bible.
因此我们要明白真理啊，要得到属灵的粮食，只有啊，来很坚定的来从圣经当中来得到正确的这个知识。
So if we want to receive the truth and the fruits of our spiritual life, we have to read the Holy Bible.
所以教会有一种责任啊，就是把这个神的道啊，把它传得全备。
So the church has a responsibility to preach the complete gospel.
教会应当是传扬真理的。
Church should preach the truth.
我们来看一下提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章。倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中应当怎样行。这个家就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。啊，这里讲到啊，这个教会啊，那么就是真理的柱石和根基。
And here the Bible said the church is the living, the pillar and the ground of the truth.
教会应该是一个宣扬真理的地方。
Church should be the place preach the gospel.
教会不是像一般的社团，在那里经过协商，那么经过会议之后，那么来定出一个所谓真理。
Church is like it's not like the fellowship in a society.
所以有时候虽然所主张的受到这个误会。
Although some procrastination of the church got some mistake.
但是我们重要的是看这个合不合乎真理。
But we have to see if that proclamation is according to the truth.
所有的基督教啊，那么都是看同一本圣经的。
All Christians in this world read the same Bible.
但是很多啊，人觉得很奇怪，为什么这个一样的来这个看这本圣经却分成那么多的教派。
But many people said that even though people are the Christianity read the same Bible, however, it has so many different denominations and denominations.
这原因当然很多。
There are many good reasons.
但是简单的来讲啊，就是在一些很关键的事情上面呢，大家有不同的意见。
But simply speaking, because everyone has different opinions.
对一件事情看法不一样，哎，后来又分裂成两个教会去了。
When they look at the one thing, however, they have so many different opinions.
结果就越分越多了。
So as a result to that,
当然我们都很盼望教会能够合一。
The church break up, and of course, we will see the church become united in one.
但是到底要向你合一呢，还是向我合一呢？
But people say, should I unite to you or vice versa?
其实最重要的是在真理上面的合一啊，那么才是有价值的。
The importance and the true value is the churches have to united in the truth.
所以教会啊，那么能够成为真理的柱石和根基，那么这个才是教会啊，那么能够有力量的地方。
So the church must be the pillar and the ground of the truth, and the church should have the power.
在启示录里头啊
，in the Bible Revelation.
神曾经警告一些教会
God used to warn some churches
因为那些教会啊已经败坏了
Because those churches are very corrupted
所以神说要把金灯台从那个地方把它挪移开来
So the Lord said I will remove the golden lampstand from that church
那当然在那个地方啊就没有生命了就没有发光了
So there is no light and there's no life right there in the church
那么假使一个教会啊已经没有金灯台了已经不能够发光了
If the church could not shine the light the church does not provide life
那么这个教会啊跟社会上一般的社团有什么两样呢
The church has no difference with the fellowship in the society
我们有一位杨义民传道在法国
We have a pastor Young who lives in France
那么他在几年以前呢、啊？他还没有出来当传道的时候。
A few years ago, before he became a full-time minister.
他在法国啊念哲学。
He studied philosophy in France.
有一天呢、啊，他把我们教会的这个五大教义啊，那么这个把它写出来啊，那么来送给他的老师。
One day he wrote the five basic doctrines for True Jesus Church and gave that to his instructor.
跟他介绍我们教会啊的这个信仰。
He introduced the true belief of our church to his instructor.
那么他的教授啊看了以后啊，就跟他讲了。
And his teacher told him that after he read the five basic doctrine of our church.
说哎，你们教会是不是有很多的神学博士啊？
He said, he asked the question, are there many professors and PhD of your church?
这个杨传道觉得很奇怪，你怎么会这样子问呢？
And it took Pastor Yang by surprise, how come he asked this kind of question?
他的教授跟他讲。
And his professor told him that.
他说现在啊，那么全世界很多的教派啊，很极力的那么很盼望能够教会啊，这个在教义上面能够越来越能够有一种合一的这样的一种努力。
All the churches in the world strive to the unity.
那么在很多在多次的这个大家研讨之后啊，现在越来啊有越多的这个一致的这些观念啊，逐渐产生出来。
Ever did after lots of meeting together, the church has come up with a common goal.
他说啊，你们教会这个五大教义啊，现在越来越多人呐、啊，那么有一致的这样的看法了。
The professor told Pastor Yang that there is a tendency that church have the common sense of your five basic doctrine in True Jesus Church.
当然，我们不是只有说 有越来越多人主张跟我们一样，我们就很高兴。
We should not take pleased because many people have the common sense of our basic doctrines.
而是我们觉得很安慰。我从我们教会啊创设以来，这个创立以来啊，我们的教义啊从来没有再经过更改。
But we should take pride that after True Jesus Church was established, we never alter or change our basic doctrines.
我们不是经由很多的神学博士啊，那么来研讨，产生出这样的一种结论。
The basic doctrine was not come out through the discussion of PhD or the doctors.
在神的带领之下，在圣灵的感动之下，我们能够明白，能够领受啊，这许多的真理。
Yeah, the doctrine and through the guidance through the Holy Spirit of our church, we receive the truth.
让我们能够在这里啊，能够得到属灵的这个粮食，让我们每个信徒啊能够得到饱足。
So we will be able to receive the spiritual food abundantly in our life.
这个实在是一个值得我们呐、啊、来感觉到这个感谢神的地方。
This is indeed worthwhile for us to thanks give our thanks to the Lord.
以色列百姓啊，他们进入这个美地的时候啊。
When Israelite people came into the beautiful land,
神也告诉他们
God also told them,
你们领受了这么许多的恩典
After you received so many grace from me,
神把这个美地已经赏赐给你们了
And I also give you this beautiful land,
你们要时常感恩
You should also give thanks.
所以他们在美地上面呢，时常感受到神给他们的恩典呢，不断的这个让他们能够体验。
So Israel people give their thanks very often to the Lord.
这是神的恩典啊，神的这个作为啊，时常在他们当中。
And they give thanks because of the God's whatever God had done among them.
主耶稣差遣他的门徒出去传道。
When Jesus sent his disciple out to preach the gospel.
圣经上说啊，说神用神迹奇事随着来证实所传的道。
The Bible said the disciple follow with the miracle and signs whenever they go, they perform.
证明他们所传讲的不是自己啊，随着自己的意思，那么去讲出来的。
It already proven that the miracle and signs is come from the Lord.
因为神亲自给他们证明。
Because God has instructed them personally.
那么在教会里面呢、啊，有很多的弟兄姐妹啊，那么也从神迹入门，那么来认识真神。
Many brothers and sisters in our church do believe in God because they receive miracle and signs.
在人呐、啊，一切的办法上面呢、啊，他已经觉得已经走到尽头了。
Because for men, everything is impossible, and they reach to the dead end.
但是神让他能够这个重新呐、啊，来得到这个生命的盼望。
But for God, everything is possible because God gave the life of mankind.
像我们家信徒也是一样。
Like my family, when we receive and believe in Christ.
在五十多年前呢。
In about 50 years ago.
我的哥哥才这个五岁。
My older brother was at age of 5.
有一天呢，医生检查，那么他的脊椎骨啊，脊椎啊，那么有一节啊，已经开始腐烂了。
One day he was examined by the doctor that his spine was starting to corrupt.
医生觉得很奇怪。
And the doctor feel very surprisingly.
因为上了年纪以后啊，那么骨头啊会疏松，会产生什么样的病变呢、啊？那么这个是比较可以理解。
Because osteoporosis only happened to the elder people.
结果一个那么小的孩子，才五岁的孩子啊，那么竟然会有这样的病。
And doctor was very surprised. How can this happen to a children?
那么在医药很不发达的那个时代。
And because at that time the medical was not that advanced in Taiwan.
医生呢、啊，要我们有心理准备了。
And the doctor said, "Your brother's days are numbered."
说这个孩子啊，不可能活得很久。
And he should not live long.
就算他命大，这个存留下来了。
However, he lived.
那么你们家里要有心理准备啊，你们要服侍他一辈子。
Even though he lived, your family have to prepare because he's going to be
没办法站起来。
He's going to be a paralytic.
因为他不能够站立，那么都必须要人家，那么这个让他躺着啊，在床上服侍他。
Because he was paralyzed, he was confined on the bed.
当然更谈不到啊，能够来自己做事情，来处理自己的这个什么事了。
Not to mention he could took care of himself.
但是感谢神，这个。信了主耶稣以后啊，来到真耶稣教会以后，那么主耶稣亲自医治他。
Thank God, after he believing in Christ, God healed him by himself.
我们办理的出院，我们这个不再靠着医药。
After we depart from the hospital, we never rely on the medication.
感谢主，今天他已经是将近六十岁的人了。
Thank God, my older brother is early 60 today.
他有五个孩子。
He has five children.
身体很健康。
And he's in good health condition.
这一切都是神的恩典。
All of this is at grace from the Lord.
神迹啊，那么随时在我们身边。
And the miracle and the signs has followed and surrounding us.
只要信啊，我们就必看到神的荣耀。
Only through faith you shall see the glory of the Lord.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
Because this is the promise that given by our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以借着主耶稣的恩典，借着主耶稣的带领。
Through the grace, through the guidance of the Lord.
让我们能够啊进到神的面前。
We will enter into the God's presence.
让我们能够领受啊那种美地之福。
And we shall receive the blessing like in the beautiful land.
所以我们也很盼望我们所有的慕道朋友。
So we hope our friends and true seeker today,
大家能够啊，在这个寻找这条道路的时候啊
，when we see the road to the salvation,
能够得到这个神所赏赐给我们的亮光。
I sincerely hope that you will receive the light from the Lord Jesus Christ,
能够找到啊这条得救的正路。
So that you will find the true path to salvation,
让我们能够进到神的面前。
And we can all come to the front of the Lord.
每一个人都能够在神的大恩典当中。
So every one of us will receive His grace.
在今天我们能够进入他的美地。
Today we enter into the beautiful land.
将来更让我们进入神所为我们预备的国里面去。
And in the future, we can enter into the kingdom that Lord Jesus Christ had prepared for us.
愿主耶稣祝福我们大家。
May Lord bless us.
让我们都能够领受到这样的福气
，so that everyone can receive the true blessing.
因为这是到神的面前去呀、啊，唯一的一条路。
For this is the only path to go to the front of the Lord.
那么接下去啊，我们要请这个教会青年诗班在这里献诗。
we now like to invite the church youth choir to present.
他们要从他们的心中啊，来唱出感谢神的这个诗歌。
They would like to sing beautiful hymns out of their heart.
我们用喜乐的心呢、一起来领赏。
Let's all appreciate it with our joyful heart.
请青年诗班。
感谢主，我们这一切的这一次的祷告啊，非常的迫切。
Thanks God.Thanks to the Lord, this prayer we pray very sincerely, earnestly.
可以说是大家非常的用心的迫切祈求祷告。
In other words, everyone put their efforts and concentration into the prayer.
有几位哈，有几位就是处在那个要进入得圣灵的那个阶段啊。
A few of you has about to receive.The Holy Spirit,
就是处在那个感动啊那个阶段。
And you are at the stage of moving and touching.
希望呢，我们在家里啊，也要多做祷告。
I hope that when you go home, and pray more at home.
有空的话，就是要多祷告。
When you have the time, offer your prayer and pray more often.
非常感谢我们亲爱的慕道朋友、弟兄姐妹啊。能够在百忙的当中啊，来参加啊，我们这一次一年三个晚上的布道会。
Very thankfully, and friends and true seeker, after your busy schedule, you were able to attend our evangelical service.
感谢主，今天晚上啊，是我们这一次布道会最后的一天了。
Thank God, tonight is the last night of our evangelical service.